Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
Yesterday, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, Umshengu. How we became friends is he used to work at MTN. He used to be actually like a service advisor, right? So you call the call center and be able to assist you. And his service was exemplary.
Wow.
That I asked him for his number. I was like, yo, bro, can I just get your number so that the next time I have an issue, I can contact you? That was like maybe 10 years ago. He's since been promoted. He doesn't work at the call center anymore. He's somewhere in management. But we had a conversation about customer service, right? And the thing about customer service is, first of all, you've got to know the product. That's the first bit. You got to know that. Once you know the product, then maybe you need to know the technical aspects of how the product operates. And then you need to be able to understand your customer and communicate to them what the issue may be. Generally, what happens is in South Africa, call centers became a big thing because people couldn't walk into a branch, right? And call centers, they were convenient. But if you got an agent that didn't know what they were doing, boy, were you in trouble. And it got to a point where call centers were very streamlined. MTN specifically, because I've been using them since I was like in high school, like 99 or something. They had their own call center agents. They had people that they employed on a full-time basis, and those people were trained on products, and whenever there's new developments, they would know. I've never used Vodacom, so I don't know. But I've noticed as of late that customer service has just deteriorated all around. And it's not just MTN. You go to banks, there'll be an issue. You call DSTV, there's an issue.
Medical aid.
Bruh. And what they'll try and do is they'll try and give you, for example, the IVR process, right? Which is the digital voice. And it's basically AI. That only works if you know what your problem is. Because what they do is they give you issues. So they'll give you options and they go, press one if you're having a problem with blah, blah, blah. But if you don't know what your problem is, you don't know which one to press. And I wanted to find out, is it a matter of South Africans basically accepting bad service that we've gotten to this point? Or is it a matter of, well, there are so many South Africans to service that the service will always be bad? So maybe let me put it to you another way, right? If you rocked up to a shop, Saul, and there was a long queue, you wouldn't complain about the queue being long because you can see that, there's nothing that can be done. However, if there was a long queue, but there was only one person working at the till, then you'd complain because they obviously could better that experience. They could have more people working at the till and that queue could be reduced. Furthermore, when queues are long, people don't get the service level that they should get because sometimes you need what's called isineke ngesiZulu, right? If you're just rushing to get me out of here, you're not giving me the service that I need.
I beg to differ.
Tell
South
me.
Africans generally don't complain. I mean, exactly what you're talking about, where there could be like 7 tills and there's only 2 tills open and the queue is massive. People will just stand there. And when you are the one outlier that then decides to say, can I please speak to the supervisor? Why is it that the other tills are not open? Then you are that person that's trying to get us fired, right? So there's always that thing that South Africans will not complain. South Africans have gotten used to, we will queue. You know, you get to a pay point, right? You are at a mall, you get to the pay point. There's other pay points. But because there's this one queue, everyone just gets there and queues. No one actually goes to the other pay points to see, do they even work? We've gotten so used to bad service that it's become a way of life.
Yeah, we've normalized it. And then also you've got the issue that of so many people, yes, I know maybe working in a call center may not be a lot of people's passions, but so many people are in jobs where baso clocka, you know, you're here to clock. You don't really comprehend that, dude, you are solving people's problems. Literally, I'm calling you. It's a very stressful period in my life. Someone is very sick or I'm sick and you don't know the products. I've got a few complaints. You can't answer me. And I know that you surely went through training and you were taught this thing. And so people are also just in their jobs just to fill in the time and clock in, clock out, go home, get a salary.
Mabler says, I don't want to be anywhere without white women. They are the catalyst for good service. White women will complain and even escalate.
Yep.
Yeah, they help us. They help us a lot. But for me, sometimes at these queues, I understand that if you've got two till points and the others are empty, it's because people have now probably gone on lunch. And
why
if you're
are you
going
on lunch at the same time?
No, it's not at the same time. So two would be vacant and then the two would be operating. So I'd figure that, okay, they have to take turns. So these two have gone on lunch. And if you're going to have all of them operating at once, that would then lead to them all going to lunch at once. So, and again, if you're going to hire more people, then it's a problem because if maybe there was a negotiation among staff to say, guys, we want more salaries, it's not important for them to hire more live bodies. Let's rather have the amount of people that we have and we can give them decent salaries. So in most cases, I'm probably among the black people that will just queue and have, yeah, just stay there, play on my phone and wait for my turn, honestly speaking, because the vision there, I somehow understand. Some people have to go on lunch, you know?
How much of this is just empathy as black people? In that we understand that majority of the workforce, specifically in that sector, will be black people. And while you are complaining about service, right, how that complaint will be received and how it will be taken out. It will be taken out on fellow black people.
Yeah. Is it empathy or is it normalization?
Well, it's empathy. It starts off with empathy and then you normalize it. Because I'll tell you, sometimes I will feel, I can't afford this 10 minutes. Can this person, though, afford to lose their job?
Yeah.
You see?
But if I get to your till point and instead of serving me, you're busy chit-chatting with your friend, something that I know you would never do if a white person was standing in front of you, then we have a problem.
Yeah.
Because that happens a lot.
It does.
I'm under my account, and you're like, hi, I'm here. Serve me. So even at those points where you would want to empathize with the person and say, I could complain, but in complaining, I could possibly cost you a job. Now we're as umtomnyama servicing other people, don't have that reverse racism, which sometimes is what we experience.
Yeah. Give us a shout and let us know. This is a tough one, man. Because anybody here will tell you, we don't even need, we can speak anecdotally, but it will end up being a fact that the service level does deteriorate when it's black on black. Facts. So now what must be done?
Yeah, I got a tweet here from Farah Fortune. She says the disparity between service for blacks and whites is very obvious at the spa at Bel-Air in North Riding. Those cashiers don't care at all. They will talk about the entire weekend in front of you and not serve you. But let someone who's not black, colored or Indian say something, they move.
Eish.
Name and shame.
The service, man. The service, man. You know, we are told, hey, we must support black business in I but black business service. That's why it's preferred with, I know when it's a white person, things will get done. Hey, Taki. No, man.
That's funny.
So it's interesting that you brought up Farah's tweets, because last week she sent another tweet as well. She was speaking about how if you own a business, your friends won't support you. It'll only be strangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is also a conversation that we need to have. But generally, maybe it's because friends know that if they are friends, the service level that will sometimes be delivered may not be what is delivered to strangers. I'm not saying that's always the case, right? It could be that on the one hand, on the service side. It could also be if you are a business owner, you know that your friends are always going to be asking for a discount. Talking about, pinch, where I got, how can you kill me like this? So, and so you choose not to want to do that business either, right? It's two way. There's obviously a psychology of familiarity, and the familiarity diminishes the service level. If people feel like, this is a fellow black brother,
comfortable,
start talking about, bruh, I'm a client. Yes, I'm your bro, but I'm still a client. You know
and
what I mean?
That's why sometimes I have a problem when I walk in. Melinkulume is slow when he's keeping on my collar for you to take me serious. But once I just greet you colloquially, eight out, and then you see the posture starts to change. You forget that, no, bro. As much as I'm going to hate you, I'm still a customer here.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, speaking of your product knowledge, May 26th, Nyago concert at Sunbet Arena. I called this other hotel, Inani Hotel. I asked Ogutenden, how far is it from Sunbet Arena? The lady I got there was like, Angaz, yes, let me take your numbers and I'll call you back. That was last week, Wednesday, until today. Oguti, how far is Sunbet Arena? Lapo usepitori. Yeah, no, I want to pass a phone, honestly speaking.
Eish. Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00959.
Hey, man, thanks for this topic. Yes, man, I wanted to expose EPK and Pay Lea, say, Licenturion, South Downs. There's this small complex shopping center, Nyana, La Eriding, Centurion. That area is South Downs. Now, that area predominantly it's white, that one. But the Pick and Pay specifically, hey, those ladies, Lea, my man, hey, when attacking, they don't even save you. They tell you, Uguti, you'll stand in a queue, and then they will tell you that, I need a void. That means the supervisor must come and do something actually in so you must wait. But in Gamla before, they were able to save. Aye, my man, that Pick and Pay, my man.
Eish.
Morning, team. You're not going to pass my line. Here, Home Affairs. I shall. Ufika lapha ngo-4 ufone bavule ngo-8 bangene emathilini babeyi-10 abelungu babeyi-2 ngitshela bhayikoka pass 8 kuyobe kuselela abelungu abayi-2 sebeye ukuthi i-time hhayi shem sizawuthini siyafola unless vele njengobasho umfundi ukuthi akungangeni umfazi womlungu okumndoda omlungu akuyahamba ngoba uthatha akhulume hhayi siyafola shem sesafa ney'nhliziyo sesivele zithule nje zibhekelele sawuthini.
Okay, let's also be fair though. You see, with government officials, Home Affairs, they don't care. Black, white, Indian, colored, you're all going to get in the line. I've never seen that. If there's one, they may move slowly, but it moves slowly for everybody. Then they don't care again, Lapana.
100% I agree with them, Paul. People don't want to complain. There's no excuse for bad service, especially if the customer is paying for that service. I do not tolerate. I've got zero tolerance for bad service. So there's really no excuse. I mean, there are brilliant customer service consultants who, you know, do their job very well. So it's a behavioral issue that we are having as South Africans, and also customers not complaining to say, what is this? What's going on? You know, those long queues, and then ngamathila i5, but kunu abandaba i2. It's an inconvenience, you know, and I'm paying for this in a store whatsoever. I'm not getting things for free. So, you know, so yeah, people need to start complaining. I complain, you know, and I'm not that irate customer to complain about nonsense, or, you know, I complain to say, no, this is not how it's supposed to be. As a customer, this is my right, you know.
You're right. I can hear it in your accent as you complain. But on a more serious note, listen, she raised a very good point that these people are not doing you a favor. Right? It's called a trade for a reason. You give them money in exchange for the service. And I think sometimes, again, as black people, we're just so fortunate to be in certain spaces, or rather we feel so grateful that it's almost as if you think these people are doing you a favor. But no, actually, they're not.
Injalo, but I don't blame them. I would say we say about why it's different. Let's start with my employees' wage. You find which una years you seven zakule company, and then umtana omlung or ususo omlung or uputo omlung as a seven zan angana experience angana ye mara akholu gula wen. Yeah, even intention. And when you go to Fugoteng Izindlu, there's a different it process yaban to abamnyama nebelung above Teng Izindlu. Yeah, even intention. So we say this when the Masakaya, I mean, I'm by playing by getting ala lepe zululent. Ile uzilungiswe. Ile.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.